Well, welcome to Vision Destiny 2021. Although we're in the middle of 2020, we've had some unprecedented situations this year, a lot of shaking and shifting. I was warned to prepare for this back in 2018. And I've spent a lot of time journaling this year, and I want to share the journals to give a perspective on where we are and what God's doing and saying about the situation we're in and where we go from here. So I'm going to review some of the things which are key so far in 2020, share the journals, see what God said, look at what God's done and what God's inspired me to do, and then see where that takes us going forward. January 6, 2020, the Father said, I'm not feeling passionate. Now, the beginning of the year, usually I'm pretty much ready to go, but this year I just felt, what is there? You know, where am I going? Father said this, son, I know that the shift is going to take you out of your comfort zone, so rest by trusting in me. Son, you don't have to do anything. Remember, you're already pleasing to me just as you are, but I have so much more for you. The oracles of my heart are just the beginning of the journey that will reveal who I am as love. Let me take you deeper into my heart to reveal sonship's rest that will re-envision you. So I spent quite a lot of time engaging with the heart of the Father very early on in January. Son, I'm within all things and all things are within me. Feel it in the imminence of creation's groaning. So I began to connect to creation and began to feel and sense what creation is feeling in the midst of what we're feeling. And, you know, creation is sentient. It knows the fear that was produced during this time and began to respond. So I began to legislate a lot to reduce the effect of fear on creation itself, to limit seismic activity, to limit what could potentially be disasters within that lockdown period. So I really started to feel and sense how creation was actually feeling and begin to respond to it. Feel my connection with all things as part of all things. Feel the lostness, disconnection and hopelessness of creation. And I certainly did. Son, my sons are the hope for creation. When they rediscover their identity, they will be the sound and light that restores hope. The frequency of sonship is the way transcendence and immanence can converge, and the hope produced by love's light can be released. Son, you can make the shift from justice to grace if you rest in me and trust in my love. Remember, heaven functions on different seasons: judgment, justice, grace, mercy, and rest. And that's a cycle within a year. But there are larger cycles, and some of those cycles may take many years. And we were in a cycle of judgment, and that moved into a cycle of justice in 2015. And now I believe we're ready to move into a cycle of grace, which will be a huge increase in the limitless of God's divine enabling power to equip the sons of God in the times that we're going to face going forward. This will require changes personally, locally, and globally, and the shift coming will be part of that process. 7th of January. Son, the world reflects what is going on in the church. So legislate for peace, unity, harmony amongst my people so that my children can be at peace. So often people will say, well, the church just reflects the world and it's getting worse. In reality, it's the other way around. All of the divisions and the things going on within what we call the institutional church and basically within what we would call the body of Christ in reality actually are that which the world patterns itself on. We have government, we have authority, and the world responds to that in this way, in a negative way. This will be vital as fear and panic start to grip the world. Now, I didn't know what that meant in January the 7th, but now I really do. The divisions you call denominations occur when people create their own separate identity from by nominating themselves around a set of beliefs or values that have nothing to do with us. And it's really important to know God never orchestrates division. All naming after self creates division, strife, and enmity. that the world reflects in the division of nationalism and competition and conflict. We are one and family is our value system. All man-made groupings based on anything including geography, race, color, nationality, religion contradict the nature of I am. I am our one, and family is our only designation for our children. We see and recognize no divisions created by man following the wrong path. All religious systems separate our children on the basis of beliefs, and all nations supposedly include people based on geography or place of birth, but in fact still exclude people by ethnicity, color, status, wealth, or value. New Covenant is designed to include all our children in Jesus, so all can be blessed as one family of the earth. All who identify themselves as family will be blessed by inclusion in our family and can become the model for the world to be patterned after. And I think it's so important that we begin to change the way we function relationally, governmentally. We stop arguing, falling out over issues which don't really matter, and actually realize that we are all one. He's in us, we're in him. Therefore, we're in each other, and we need to begin to come together and model that. Jesus said in John 17, the world would begin to see when we were one. And we need to become one. Heart, mind, purpose. Not necessary belief or doctrine, but heart, mind, purpose. Denominations have followed the pattern of nationalism and exclude rather than include, so that the world has become full of the same strife and enmity that is found in the church. The system will not change, but our children can and must. 8th of January, I began to legislate. And when I begin to legislate, I begin to release frequencies, I make declarations and decrees, I essentially a sign angel sometimes. I begin to use the authority that I'm seated in the heavenly realms to effectively bring change and transformation into the earth. It doesn't always happen instantly, and I don't always just make one set of declarations. Sometimes I carry it in my heart and I continue to operate in that. But I want to just release those declarations now, and I'm going to do it using the sort of the bowls with my intention. So I want you to just receive this, and if you resonate with it, let it vibrate in you and stimulate and stir you to come into the reality of the things which I believe God is calling us to come into in sonship. So I release the frequency of sonship to the dimensions for the hope of freedom. Release the frequency of the oracles of the Father's heart to the angelic realm and to all who are in the consuming fire. I call forth restoration to creation. I call to the elementals with the frequency of sonship to respond, to align with restoration. I call for harmony between the sons of God and the world. I call for harmony between the world and the dimensions. I call for harmony between the sons of God and the spiritual realm. I call for the restoration of all created things and the freedom of creation from its bondage to corruption. And I want to release that, the oracles of the Father's heart, passion, burning desire, intense joy, deep compassion, and overwhelming love. Let those frequencies of the Father's heart engage you, connect with you, stir you, stimulate you to sonship. Creation is waiting to respond to the sons of God who carry the frequency of the heart of God. And I want to encourage you to resonate with that frequency. Cardia, genosis, intimacy, face-to-face, heart-to-heart, mind-to-mind, intimacy. Father said, Son, the hope of restoration is the frequency of sonship that resonates with the oracles of our heart. The children of God must become mature in their sonship and take responsibility for creation in all its forms. That means all created things across all the dimensions and reconnecting with the creation through the elementals. So elementals are beings that God created to help us connect and administrate creation. Only by resonating with the oracles of our heart will love be the motivating force strong enough to free creation from its slavery. Son, engage the creation stone and from that position converge with the eternal now, release the sound of all creation is longing for. Now the creation stone was where Jesus was slain before the foundation of the world. The creation stone is what everything in the realms of heaven is centered around, and we would now call it the mercy seat within the tabernacle, within the Holy of Holies, where the four faces of God, lion, ox, eagle, man, manifest, and where we can stand in the name of God on the creation stone and connect the eternal now with the what is in heaven, with the bringing into what will be into the earth. So there's this convergence point that releases what will be. And that's our responsibility, to stand in the name of God as sons and operate in the order of Melchizedek, royal priesthood, oracles and legislators. Son, release the frequency of love's passion, burning desire, intense joy, deep compassion and overwhelming love as the oracles that are the glory of your sonship. The Son, the freedom of the glory of your sonship is the frequency creation is longing to hear. The groaning of creation can be entrained to the frequency of hope heard within love's oracles. And in connecting with the groaning of creation, beginning to feel and sense it, causes creation then to be entrained to our higher frequency, the frequency of love, the frequency of rest, the frequency of joy, enlightenment. All of that frequency begins to engage creation. Now later I discovered brooding is a key to that. Brooding upon the Father's heart and brooding over the groaning to bring that groaning, to bring creation itself into alignment so that creativity begins to take place. And we'll find, and I'll go into that later. Son, our will, purpose and kingdom rule needs to be the focus of legislation to administer the kingdom on earth and through the all things of all dimensions as it is in heaven. It's not just on earth as it is in heaven, but through all the dimensions as it is in heaven. And we must establish it in heaven by coming into alignment and agreement with the heart of the Father. Son, develop a restoration of all things conference that you can deliver that covers the basics of the four streams. Now, it's great when you can do this with others because they can do part of the things that their stream connects to. But I may well have to actually take all the four streams and develop a conference where I'm only able to do that on my own. The four streams, mystic sonship, restored to rest, carrying the oracles governmentally. That's the first stream, coming into the maturity of sonship. Restoration eschatology, realizing that the end has happened and now we're in the period of restoration all things. Universal restoration, where we'll see all things restored, everything that's been created by Jesus will be restored, and the restoration of frequency and energy, particularly in the fields of healing and wholeness, but also within the fields of creative expanded consciousness and the abilities that we will need going forward to use light and sound and other organic abilities. January the 9th. Son, keep pursuing frequency and its links to sonship, both legislatively and relationally. Focus on resonating with our heart in cardiogenosis and releasing that frequency legislatively out to expand governmentally throughout the dimensions. All of us, there is no end to the increase of our government and peace when we begin to come into alignment. You have been on a long journey as a forerunner. It is time to go to the next level of ascension with others. Now, I didn't know what this meant back in January, really, but soon I began to engage with others, and now I'm engaging regularly with others, and I'm really looking to establish groups within the Engaging God program, ascension groups, to begin to engage governmentally in the areas that we're mandated to operate. You're an ambassador, so it's time to make more representations to the councils of heaven for action to be taken on behalf of the Joshua generation and for restoration dimensionally. And I've been doing that. You have a place assigned to become a council member when you're ready to make the shift to the next levels. Son, the oracles are the frequencies that can be released to greater effect and greater spheres. I'm going to expand your jurisdiction as an ambassador for restoration so you can spread this message and increase the momentum of change. So I stood on the foundation stone of creation as an ambassador for restoration to connect and converge time with the eternal now. With the authority of the law of ambassadorship and all the laws relating to restoration that I carry in my heart, I then began to release again the frequencies of the oracles of the Father's heart as a son into creation. And I'm going to, again, just encourage you to engage with those frequencies as I release them. And I encourage you to let them resonate in you so that they begin to stir you, stimulate you, and activate you in sonship. I call for the sounds of restoration contained within the oracles of the Father's heart to resonate throughout created dimensions of all space-time. I release the frequency of restoration into history to inspire all the forerunners throughout history to connect with the eternal now. I release the revelation of restoration. The restoration as a frequency of hope that will radiate love's light as a beacon throughout history to converge time and eternity with every age. I release that sound. I call it to resonate throughout time and space. I call for harmony and peace to overcome the strife and enmity as love's light shines with the hope of reconciliation and restoration of family. I call for the blessing of the restoration message to touch every family throughout the dimensions. I call for the hope of dimensional reconciliation and restoration to penetrate the deepest darkness that covers creation with the power of love's light. Let love's light penetrate the darkness. I call for the sons of God to come forth, to arise and resonate with the oracles of the Father's heart, passion, burning desire, intense joy, deep compassion, overwhelming love, call for the sons of God to arise. I call for the sons of God to arise, to resonate with the oracles of the Father's heart, become passionate ambassadors of hope. Now I want to encourage you to embrace the call to sonship, to be stirred to action, to take responsibility for those things that God's calling you to and to engage them. Now, when I released that, son, God said, son, be diligent, vigilant, and consistent in being an oracle of restoration. And it's passion within my heart, and I believe God is stirring his sons to be involved. Now, some of what I released in that declarations was engaging in history. Because when we're engaged outside of time and space, we can speak into history and even create frequencies and legislation which actually affects the past. It's only the past from us. It's the present for them. It will be our history now, but we are involved in actually that role in restoring creation, and that includes history. And I encourage you to think about being open and available for God to use within all of these spheres and dimensions, and don't be limited by time. Be disentangled from time. Don't think time is a limitation on who you are as a son, because it isn't. We need to be disconnected. 13th of January. Son, cast all your concerns onto me and trust that I will give you peace in your heart regarding all the decisions you will need to make during the shift that's about to be revealed on a global scale. And certainly there were definitely some decisions that need to be made. Peace is the umpire that should rule over the affairs of life, and joy is the emotion that motivates actions, but love must be the underpinning foundation of everything that you do. Love is unconditional, but it's not always easy to receive or give. Now, I think that's absolutely true, but love must be the foundation of all we do. Son, you know that we love you, and you have experienced our love for the all things of creation, expressed as our oracles. The same love is in everything, so trust love to guide your decisions. Love speaks the truth, and sometimes truth is hard. Son, continue to develop relationships that have long-term value with those whose hearts resonate with yours. And I want to do everything relationally. I just don't want to do conferences and things. I want to relate to people. They can build on those foundations and mature in their sonship. That is the value of being consistent. And that's why we want to engage with the Engaging God program, help people to come into a community where they can support and encourage each other consistently to pursue the things that God has put on their hearts. There are times to open up new ground, but tending and cultivating existing ground is the priority for you, which is why I do the mentoring groups, why I engage long term with the public mentoring groups and with other mentoring groups so that I can maintain relationship with people. So there are groups that I've engaged with over the years that I feel a connection to: Toronto, Winnipeg, Dallas, Seattle, Cedar Creek, India, South Africa, Greenville, Kingdom Talks. Others that will emerge. You know, I'm open for relationship with people. Son, restoration is the message that we have placed in your heart. So focus on that for the conferences in 2021. And normally I don't even think about 2021 in the beginning of 2020. Restoration of sonship is the focus of the Sons Arise series. But you have to go further. That is just the beginning. Now, I did 6 conferences around Sons Arise, helping people to come into their identity, engage the Father, go through the dark cloud separating soul and spirit, expanding consciousness, being seated in the heavenly realms, functioning from heaven into the earth. Those were practical in terms of helping the sons of God to arise into their maturity of sonship. But then we have to go further than that into the purpose of sonship is for restoration of our relationship, but also creation itself. Sonship is the key to restoration, and all things are longing for mature sons to reveal the light of love to creation in all its dimensions. Son, plan for 2021, as there will be a great shaking in 2020. That will seem like a disruption, but trust us. And we do need to trust in the midst of shakings and things that we're not always seeing the bigger picture about. Make sure you're open to the Father to show you something of the bigger picture, and don't get blinkered to what's going on just in your own life or in your own region or even your own nation. Go further. Son, the dimensions are calling. Those fallen sons are calling. The spirits of our children are calling for their souls that are still in the consuming fire. When someone physically dies and they do not yet know Jesus personally, their spirit goes back to the eternal place within God, within the Father, and their soul goes into the consuming fire for refining and purification. The spirits of those fallen sons are calling, and they're calling to us, and they're calling to their souls, and they want to see restoration and reconciliation and union restored. Raise up those willing to hear and answer the cries of creation as sons, to know their true identity and take their places of heavenly authority. And it's really important that we embrace the reality of who we are as sons. Son, the dimensions are calling. Those sons are calling. And I want to encourage you to respond to that call, to that cry. The circle of the deep and the ambassadors of the ages need to be aligned. So teach the sons to administrate the times and seasons to facilitate change. Now, we are not just to be subject to time and signs and seasons. We need to administrate those times and seasons so we can bring about the changes necessary to move things into restoration. Creation itself is beginning to respond to sons arising. Now the elementals will need to be engaged if this momentum is to continue. We need to engage with creation. Son, you need to listen to creation's groaning and connect with the elementals associated with the sound frequencies that you hear. That means stilling ourselves, meditating, coming to a place where we can begin to connect to those frequencies. There are some of our children who are more sensitive than the sons and more connected to creation. Listen to them, but do not accept their conclusions. Now, what God is saying there is that there is truth in other places other than the church and Christianity. Now, that doesn't mean that those things are good or to be accepted, but there is truth there. So listen to some people who are more sensitive, more loving, more light-giving to creation than a lot of the churches who are really focusing on themselves. It's like some people have a more cosmic sense and they have insight. So be open to that, but don't go with by the whole load of the things that they're sharing. The issues that are indicators of creation's groans are climate change, sea pollution, protesting movements, fires, forests, seismic activity, and others that you will resonate with. And there's a sense where this groaning is beginning to connect people, and a lot of those people are not believers yet. But they're so more in tune to creation's groaning than the sons of God are. And it's time we caught up and began to realize that we have the answers to creation's groaning. You know, looking to change the climate or help with these things, they're all positive things, but there are bigger things behind this that we need to address. And there are higher levels of authority that we can operate in to begin to change these things going forward. There's no need to fear for the earth being destroyed, and it won't happen if the sons of God arise and if we begin to operate in governmental responsibility. Division, tribalism, competition and conflict cause great groaning. Those are some of the things within the church and therefore reflected out into the world that is causing the whole of creation to be groaning and to be unstable, if you like. 15th of January. Son, trust me and do not be in fear for the future. I will ensure the blueprint I've given you will be in safe hands. Now, we have a blueprint here which encompasses local, regional, but also global. And I'm much more involved now in the global, but there are others who are involved in the local. And God has raised up those who will be safe hands to take the local and engage it as I put my focus more on the global issues. Focus on the shift towards restoration and being an ambassador for that within the Joshua generation and beyond. Son, the chakra gates are connected to separate places within the heavenly realms and each has a flow for a specific purpose. Now the chakra gates, as they're known, or energy gates or seals within us, the seven energy gates within our physical being that connect our spirit and soul, can be activated and energized and can cause us to have limitless energy. But the Merkaba, which is the connecting point, also is a point that allows flows into different dimensions. You can activate each gate by intention to receive and channel the flow into the dimensional realms. There are three gates connected to the eternal now that are represented by the heart, love gate, the mind, crown gate, and the gut, root gate. there are four representatives of the of being in the four faces as the order of Melchizedek: the throat, the oracle, the third eye, the priest, the sacral, the legislator, and the solar plexus, the king. There are three gates that always need to be activated so you can converge the heavens and the earth. The heart, crown, and root become your governmental foundation of activated energy and flow from heaven into your life. And this is where it goes. It comes into your life and into the earth. It also, through the Merkaba, can come into your life and flow into other dimensions. All others operate from that foundation. So it's, I always activate my heart gateway first, the crown and the root, and bring that as a bench of three within me so that I have that energy activated all times, and then I activate other gateways as I need to. Spirituality, awareness, communication, love, wisdom, power, creativity, and trust. Those are some of the capacities that you engage when you activate these senses. Son, become aware of the source so that the rivers of living water can flow from your innermost being. There must be a balance and harmony between your spirit, soul, and body. A Merkaba is your consciousness's ability to connect and converge the eternal now and time through the four faces of the cherubic nature of man in the order of Melchizedek government. Now that's a mouthful. And you could spend a long time just meditating on that. And I imagine there would be messages that would come out of that. I could think right now, I could probably speak or preach several messages just from that one statement, if not more. The energy gates activate the tree of life, Sephiroth, within you to balance soul and spirit. Now, when I talk about these things, I just need to say that I have never read any mystical book about any of this. I've never read any of the Jewish mystic books or any other mystic books or any other sources other than what the Father's told me and what he's led me to engage in personally. You know, I've engaged the Tree of Life in so many different dimensions for the last 10 years. And initially it was the, you know, here's the tree of life. It's got fruit that you can eat and it's got leaves for the healing of the nations and all of that basic level. But then I was taken into it and I began to realize there's more to it. Now, over that 10 years, the revelation of that and then its connection to sacred geometry and the shapes, geometric shapes and dimensional perspectives have all sort of become unveiled. And it's been a journey to discover what that does, you know, and activate that. Years ago, I would have run from that stuff because I would have been afraid of being tainted by the New Age or any of that. But in reality, it's God who's led me on this journey. So I know it's safe to pursue when God leads you. Don't just go seeking mysteries within mystical books because they're there. If God wants you to read them, read them. If he wants to give you revelation directly, receive it from him because it's untainted with some of the things within those books which are definitely not the truth. So be careful that you don't buy into everything, but just receive the truth that is there for you. So I'm going to show you a diagram which would appear to be very New Age. It isn't. And here is a diagram which represented what the Father was saying to me and how through the Merkaba and the Tree of Life represented within the seven energy gates or chakra gates within our being, that we come into balance, spirit, soul, and body, and we can direct the energy, limitless energy and limitless creativity of sonship into the restoration of all things. So within here, you have the three, which are the foundational bench within us, and you see that as the red lines there, and you have the crown within the Tree of Life connecting to the crown chakra within our physical being. You have the beauty connected to the heart chakra, and you have the kingdom connected to the root chakra. Now they are the key foundations, but then you have the others. So you have intelligence and wisdom, intelligence being the soul, wisdom being the spirit, connected to the third eye, the ability to see in the spiritual realms and engage. You have judgment and mercy, judgment being the soul, and mercy being the spirit, functioning from the throat chakra, because usually that comes in declarations and decrees. You have glory of the soul and triumph, sorry, glory of the spirit and triumph of the soul connected to the solar plexus, which is at the, in our being, in our gut, the gut instincts. And then you have the foundation being the sacral chakra. Now, I'm not going to go into this in great detail. I'll probably add this to the teaching I do on these, because you get progressive revelation that gets unveiled. But I know how to activate those chakras, or energy gates or seals, if you prefer that title. And I now realize that that brings balance when it's overlaid or connected to the tree of life. Because the tree of life is what gives us our connection to the kingdom realms and to kingdom government and to other dimensional perspectives. So that they must be in balance. The balance between spirit and soul is found within the tree of life. Now, the tree of life from one perspective is Christ himself. And we are in him and connected to all of the other things within him. But then that connects into us. So our within our being, what I do when I focus this energy, I focus the energy from my first love gate within my spirit. I direct it through my worship gate, which is my obedience. When I surrendered everything to his lordship, I then focus it through my choice gate within my soul. So my spirit and soul comes into agreement. I choose to align with that which I am worshipping and that which comes out of heaven. And then I focus it through the Merkaba into each of the gateways. And I always start with the heart, because that's where the Merkaba is, behind the heart gateway, and is connected to the heart. And you could say the garden of your heart is connected to this, because that's where the flow of the river of life comes. And then I engage the crown, which brings wisdom from the crown and from the root kingdom. So I'm connecting to creation, I'm connecting to the heavenly, the eternal realm, and I'm connecting through my spirit and heart. And I then energize and activate the gateways I need. And of course, they operate exponentially, so they increase by powers as you increase them. Most people can't handle opening 6 or 7 gates, and I generally don't go beyond 6 gates, and I usually only use those 6 gateways when I need to engage the spiritual realms and do things dimensionally, or engage the fallen angels, and I need a lot of activated energy. So, you know, this is just a foundation. I'm sure you'll find out more of this yourself, but don't be afraid of the terminology, but don't embrace everything behind the terminology. Just because some people say that they're believers doesn't necessarily mean they are. Just because some people who aren't yet believers do things which are truth doesn't mean everything they do is true. So be discerning. We really need discernment to be able to chew the grape, spit out the pips, but not be afraid of embracing revelation. This truth was given to me by God, by the Father. I never saw this in any other place. So I know it's coming from him. So I know it's safe. You know. So this is what the Father said. Soul judgment must be in balance with spirit mercy. And that is so important. Because mercy and judgment are basically the same thing. Because when our soul makes judgments based in mercy, they will always be to life and never to death. Soul intelligence must be in balance with spirit wisdom. Soul triumph, or overcoming, must be in balance with spirit glory. Soul beauty must be in balance with spirit crown and creation root. Spirit and soul union is the foundation of creativity. Soul kingdom root must be in balance with spirit crown through heart beauty. Rest is spirit, soul, and body in perfect union, harmony, and balance. Develop these abilities and consciously choose to activate them to flow into your spheres and connect to the dimensions. The 3 and 4, the 3 foundations and the 4 others of the four faces combine and represent seven, and multiply together they represent 12s of government. And there's new biblical numerology, three of government and four opens a window. Combined, they produce completion. Multiplied, they produce a fullness of government. The sons of God are the convergence of time and the eternal now, spiritual and physical, heavenly and earthly, within the order of Melchizedek government. Kings and priests seated in the heavenlies, and oracles and legislators operating on the earth. 16th of January. Son, trust me in this local process, but do not compromise your integrity and be manipulated or backed down. Now, God was doing some things here which he wanted me to be involved in, but not to change what I'm doing in a wider global sense. Be open and transparent about past, present, and future. Share hopes and dreams, concerns. Get everything out on the table. Sometimes if you're going to move forward, you've got to clear away the past and come into an agreement in the present. Once you're at peace that this local process is moving forward, this is not your priority. Son, the restoration of all things agenda is going to become even more important to you. And when you finish the Engaging God material, that will be your focus as our ambassador. Now, I've primarily finished the Engaging God material right now, but I'm just sort of adding bits and pieces. And I've got a few more sessions that I will probably add. As I learn more things, I will add them into some of the other modules, just as to give a continued process of revelation to be released. Focus on connecting the streams and become proactive about reaching out to those I will show you. The frequency you carry as a son with the oracles of our heart will begin to draw others to the mystic river. The flow of the mystic river is increasing at a greater rate than the other streams, but the frequency and energy healing stream is accelerating, and these flows will become one within universal restoration. The three streams will be the government that prepares the way for the eschatological stream to embrace the river of restoration. The issue with many full preterists, those who believe that the whole of scripture is complete, will be cessation. That means an end to spiritual gifts. So find the bridge builders and connect with them. And there are those who believe in the realized eschatology that are actually filled with the spirit and function in the mystic realm, or are beginning to, and I believe God wants them to come together and connect. Son, 2021 must become the year of restoration for you, and you must seek to open up new ground for this message. I will connect you to the Orthodox stream, so the mystic perspective can envision those who have open hearts and mind. Now, he's already actually done this. When I connected to an Orthodox priest, when I was in Phoenix, and it was great to spend some time, and I stayed in there, you know, him and his wife's house. And it was amazing just to see that. I'd never understood the Orthodox perspective before, how restoration based it is, how open it is, and how not like some of the other streams of religion it is. Very much more relational and organic. Son, feel our love for creation and let that be your passion and motivation too. And the frequency of the oracles will resonate with many more of our children. Reach out in the spirit to connect with like hearts and minds. Our desire is being revealed and unveiled to many, and many are beginning to feel uncomfortable with the challenges, so legislate for those who are wavering and becoming fearful. There is opposition. Of course, there's accusation from the religious, but also the mystic, of where restoration of all things is heading. Don't back down if God has placed it in your heart. But also don't get confrontational or try and argue your way out of this thing. It's like if you're becoming fearful, or if you're being accused, or if you're being challenged that you're a heretic and you're leaving Orthodoxy and all the other things I've been challenged and told, don't allow fear to stop you pursuing what God has put in your heart. It may be uncomfortable, it won't be easy, and you're never going to please everyone all of the time. If you come to an acceptance of that, then you can be comfortable with who you are in what you're called to do and not be subject to the fear of man. Your testimony will bring hope and security to those who are under pressure to pull back. You know, don't pull back. Don't go back to an old model. Don't go back to where you've been, because there's nothing back there for you. I'm calling them forward out of the wilderness to inherit sonship's promises in regards to intimacy and its responsibilities in regards to government. Son, focus on those in the valley of decision, those who are being pressured to go back to the old. Stand for them, contend for them, call for them to never look back, but to boldly and courageously press on. And I again want to release some declarations to those who are perhaps struggling, to those who are being pressured, to those who are being manipulated or controlled. And I want to encourage, if that's you, not to look back, but to press on and go further. So let me make some declarations around this. I call for those who are wavering to be visited by angels who will support, encourage, and strengthen them. I call to the angelic realm to engage with those who are wavering and being challenged at this moment. I call for the sound frequency of the mystic river to draw them into the promised land that their spirit longs for. I call for love encounters for those wavering to envision them, motivate them to press on and break free from all that's holding them back, all that's seeking to control them. I call for love bombs and lightning bolts from heaven to engage those wavering in the valley of decision. And I want to release this sound to strengthen, to encourage, to support those with the oracles of the Father's heart. I want to declare over you that God is passionate about you. God has a burning desire for your maturity in sonship, that God is intensely joyful over who you are, that he has deep compassion from your situation, your circumstances, that his overwhelming love will conquer. Let the oracles of the Father's heart go forth to empower you, to envision you, to enable you to break free from the control systems and mediation of men, to go forward into the purposes of God. Now, I know there are lots of challenges going on, and there's a lot of activity going on, but honor those who may be challenging you. If people are trying to control you or manipulate you or trying to use fear-based tactics to control you moving forward into the restoration of all things, bless them. Honor them. Respect them. Don't come with dishonor and disrespect. Even if they're doing things that are affecting you negatively, bless them. Forgive them. Release them. Keep your heart right towards them. You know, it will never do any good to come in the same spirit that's coming against you. If the political spirit is waging against you, do not fight it with a political spirit. If the religious spirit is waging war against you, do not fight it with the religious spirit. Come in love. Come in a different spirit. Come in an opposite spirit. Come with a spirit which is going to bring you into freedom. 20th of January. Son, there are many distractions that our children are facing designed to keep them from their identity and position. Many are seeking knowledge from the same tree path that created the problems to fix the problems. We need the pathway of the tree of life if we're going to see things change. We cannot fix it with human solutions. We cannot fix it with the seven mountains of human culture. We cannot fix it with any man-made system, ideology, or ism, whether it be political, religious, or any other scientific ism. It is not going to solve the problems. The problems are going to be fixed when we as sons of God arise and take our positions in the realms of heaven. To overcome and subdue as sons, it is vital to see everything from the perspective of being seated in heavenly places. That means being at rest and not fear, worry, or anxiety, by trusting in our love and in the sonship mandate to be fruitful by subduing and ruling. We do have to overcome, we do have to rule, but we do it in love. Too many accept sickness as normal and health issues as the norm among the children of God. Now, this is a big issue. I get a lot of people talking to me about, well, how do you deal with sickness? How do you live in health? How do you engage in mortality? And all the things we're talking about is very difficult when you've got symptoms that are affecting you on a daily basis. I had that for years. I know what it's like. And I sought to overcome it myself. This is what the Father said. Son, the body is designed to self-heal through the power of conscious choice that speaks life and blessing, not death and cursing. So be careful what you say if you're dealing with sickness. Be careful what you think. Son, we are oneness, wholeness, and health. To know the light of who we are is to know immortality. Son, from the place of rest and trusting in our love, all things are possible to those who know the truth. Learning to live at rest in the eye of the storm and then stilling the storm by choosing and calling forth that reality that they know in their hearts by cardiogenosis. You have to know in your heart that health and wholeness and immortality belongs to you by right as a child of God. That comes from heart-to-heart relationship. You know, I spent years, 3 years, trying to convince myself that healing was my right. You know, and healing was mine. But all I did was learn scriptures about healing until I got to the reality that He, God the Father, is my healer, that healing is totally His nature and character. When I fully embraced that and I knew that I knew that I knew that that was true, then all the symptoms that I had at the time went, and I've never been sick since. So it comes from the knowledge of Him, not just trying to convince yourself or renew your mind or use the faith. It's not how much faith you have to believe in healing. He has all the faith you need when you believe what He believes about you. That is not what healing comes by. Healing does not come by your faith. It comes through His faith. There's so much suffering because of lack of knowledge that induces fear, when being at rest enables subduing and produces ruling. Son, there are gifts of healing for those who cannot overcome, and those gifts include all the energy healing techniques that are being restored currently. This is during the transition to full expanded consciousness when we will be able to choose to live in health and choose the realities that we need to live by. But in transition, there are lots of healing modalities out there which I would really encourage you to pursue, whether it be life-generated frequencies, oils, flower essences, or any of the others, crystal bowls, sound baths, so many different techniques out there that God is unveiling. This is a major stream of restoration because the state of health most of our children are in and the lack of ability they have to choose life. Restoration of all things includes the blessing of health and wholeness. Immortality was our original intention, so anything less than that position needs a deconstructed and renewed mind to accept the truth and to be able to conceive the full reality and be restored. Know the truth that I came to destroy the works of evil, defined by lost identity, and only by knowing me as the truth can you overcome the less than position most live in. Only the truth you know in relationship with the truth can set you free and keep you free. Create a meditation for rest that focuses on health and wholeness to enable our children to choose the reality of life and immortality through communion with us. Now, I have communion declarations which really go into embracing health, in renewing the mind, you know, and you can use meditation for rest. You know, within the Engaging God program, it's there as a whole teaching, or a part of that is in the first module, which really is to help you come into love, joy, and peace. And from love, joy, and peace, and that foundation, then you can embrace the reality that health and wholeness is part of peace, is part of God's desire for us, and we can embrace it and outwork it. But it requires meditation to embrace the reality of that truth. rest in our life and love and in the knowledge that we are good, to live in an atmosphere of health, as sickness was never the intention. Remember, God did not create sickness. It was never his intention. I spent 3 years from 1995 to 1998 trying to believe that healing was for me until I discovered God's identity is health and wholeness. January 21st. Son, draw closer and there are wonders to discover. Start within the circle of our loving dance in rest, within the perichoresis of that relationship. Wonderful place to be and live and dwell. Son, do not get drawn back into old covenant performance orientated thinking that will make you feel guilty and condemned. We do not love you because of what you do, but because of who you are. So be careful your thinking does not default back to the old, as so many of our children do. And I think it's really important to embrace that. Remember, our love is unconditional, so do not put your own conditions on it to try and please or appease us or others. The performance trap is sourced in the DIY tree, which itself is the source of all religion. Son, I mandate you to deconstruct old covenant thinking to free our children from this insidious bondage that is fear-based. And I'm really passionately against old covenant, old religious mindsets and belief systems. Reveal the true nature of our love and the limitless grace that motivates the new covenant. Grace that's our divine enabling power within the fabric of creation itself is by the very definition limitless and freely available to empower all our children to know their identity and live abundantly. All man-made doctrines, theologies will inevitably be flawed and characterized by limitations and restrictions of our grace and dependent on performance, and all will eventually lead to feelings of guilt, shame and condemnation. Only grace that's unlimited, unrestricted, lavish, abundant, overflowing and totally free from conditions is grace at all. Everything else purporting to be grace is actually law. Son, you are mandated to expose the fear-based motivations behind every old covenant law and fear-based performance mindsets that keeps our children in bondage. And I've done teaching on this. Announce true jubilee, the freedom from the restrictions of religious law, and herald limitless grace, greater grace, grace upon grace, and manifold grace to the world, dimensions, and all of creation. And I certainly do that. 22nd of January. Son, be yourself and be open and transparent, but also allow others to be themselves by stepping back. And I chose to step back from a lot of what I was doing at this point at the beginning of the year, as God prepared me to do from since 2018. I'm always happy with unity, but it must be relational, not just out of convenience. The questions to ask are concerned with the heart rather than about your just skills, and the heart is about the vision where that goes beyond what is in the objects. Now, this was something that God began to do with me in looking at what we were doing here and the charities that we have established here, not-for-profits, which have objects and aims. And he was trying to really show me that maintaining the direction from God's heart and the source is the key. The blueprint and mandates of freedom are to be consistent throughout all the distinct parts. Finding and fulfilling destiny, living in and living out our presence, intimacy, and being free to know, see, be, do, and go. Freedom blueprint must always be what holds the distinct parts together in identity that each part does not have on its own. Freedom is the root and trunk that supplies all the branches with their identity within the blueprint. We have a number of group different functions in this. Son, rest in me and let me take the lead, and you can just follow where I go and what I do. Look for and be sensitive to the direction that I will take things and go with that flow. Trust me and legislate for our favor and blessing to be manifested. Freedom is a forerunner ministry, and both in function and government. The shape of things must be based on the correct heavenly governmental foundation for what emerges to fulfill its destiny. And again, just finishing this session with what God's reminded me about who he is. I am that I am, and I am is love. I am love, and love is I am. Love is who I am. Love is the motive of every desire, thought, and action. I am that I am, and I change not. I have always been and always will be love, as love is an eternal constant. Let everything be based in love. Live loved, love living, live loving, and rest. Come into that place of rest. Live loved, love living, and live loving, and enter the rest of the oracles of the Father's heart, passion, burning desire, intense joy, deep compassion, and overwhelming love.